meant to be a thriving city, Rome, Kansas is a ghost town that was created by a well-known figure during the frontier days in the United States, but was very quickly overtaken by a still-existing city. This episode will discuss Rome, Kansas and its historic past that intertwines with the now-thriving city of Hays, Kansas, and how it connected to a well-known historical figure, Buffalo Bill, and why people fled the town. This is Ghosted in America, Frontier Days, and Disease. Just 100 miles west of Salina, Kansas, is where Rome, Kansas was once located. Rome, Kansas was the first settlement officially established in Ellis County after Ellis County officially became a county in the 1860s and shortly after Kansas actually became a state. Rome, Kansas was founded by a few prominent figures, one of them being Buffalo Bill Cody, which was well known for his Wild West exploits and his being a soldier in both the Civil War from 1863 to 1865 and his involvement in the Indian Wars and his garnering a medal from that in 1872. So Buffalo Bill, if you've ever seen a Wild West film or are familiar with a lot of American literature or history from the 1860s to 1880s, is a huge historical figure and actually settled in the territory of Kansas and later the state of Kansas. The town's other co-founder was William Rose, who was a railroad contractor, and they were involved with the Little Brothers from Salina, Kansas, who actually opened the first general store of the area, which kicked off the settlement. So all these figures, I would say, were very important of the establishment of the settlement of Rome, Kansas. When first looking at Rome, Kansas and its site and how there were no other places located in Ellis County at this time that were established as true settlements, it was really interesting to look at why these people might want to settle in this area. And let's kind of discuss that for a second. Rome, Kansas was a huge opportunity for people to settle, not only because it was located by Big Creek, which is a huge water source for the area, but also because it was near Fort Hays, which was a point where soldiers lived, and there was a lot of military supply there as well, kind of giving comfort to people who might live in that area that there was help nearby and it would possibly be less likely for people to be attacked and harmed. I don't know, just a point of security for anybody living near there, as well as there was a place for the Kansas Pacific Railroad to actually be built in the coming years, and people knew that, brought in more frequently. But also, you could sell more items. If you were a farmer, you'd be able to more quickly get out items and get that payment, as well as just, again, not being cut off from a lot of places. And since there weren't other settlements in Ellis County, it was very important for an established settlement to be there. And so William Rose kind of hopped on that, and Buffalo Bill, since he was settled in the territory and now state of Kansas, he also hopped on that train, so to speak. There's actually another figure who wanted to be involved. And this will get into why Rome failed, but it's important to introduce him here because he wanted to be involved with the settlement, being able to sell the lots and get the profits. And this was Dr. W.C. Webb, also known as William Webb. William Webb was originally from St. Louis, Missouri, and he brought a whole bunch of people in 1866 to the area near Fort Hays to colonize the area near the fort because, again, there was this huge enthusiasm and anticipation for this area for people to colonize it and settle there because of the railroad. And so William Webb, knowing this, brought people there and decided to settle it. And because he heard from people that Buffalo Bill and William Rose were creating a settlement there. He wanted to get in on this in 1867 and asked them if he could be considered as a co-founder because he brought these people. And Buffalo Bill and William Rose rejected this. Not knowing that this was going to be related to their downfall, I think they were more concerned about, okay, we need to build up the area with more businesses, more supplies, more resources, more recreation. And also they needed to build houses and sell lots for people to live in to be able to collect any profits from founding the area. So I think their mind was more profit over thinking about any other consequences that could come from this. Rome, Kansas's first is a huge success. Buffalo Bill and William Rose were expecting the city to be, were expecting the settlement to become a huge city that would be the shining point of the county, and they were again expecting huge profits because of the railroad that was said to be coming near the fort. And so, as the railroad begins to lay track, there are more people who are coming into the area because the railroad has employed over 1,000 men to work on the railroad near Rome. So, with this being said, Rome starts to begin to grow exponentially because they are selling lots to people who are laying the railroad in the area. And also they are now garnering interest from people who lived sort of nearby and throughout the state of Kansas who wanted a new place to settle and saw the opportunity in Rome. So railroad men, soldiers, buffalo hunters, farmers, a lot of people just started to become super interested. And another general store and a hotel are actually built in the area. Within this, more houses begin to be built, and also there are saloons and gambling halls that quickly begin to be built and are heavily, heavily invested in by the locals of the area. Again, when you think of a Wild West movie, you think of saloons. Well, in real life, they were a huge point too for people to be able to get kind of an entertainment or recreation in and be able to kind of relax at the end of the day. And because Fort Hays already had a whole bunch of soldiers dispatched there, there was already a built-in customer base. So very quickly, Rome begins to grow and more people are employed by the saloons and gambling halls. And again, this just begins to interest more people in the area. And by July of 1867, they already have 2,000 citizens living in the settlement of Rome, which was huge for them because they had just started the settlement in 1867. But here lies the issue. Because Buffalo Bill and Rose refused to let Webb in on their co-founding of Rome, Webb began to kind of turn things over. He knew that this area was a huge opportunity. He knew that the water supply, the fort being nearby, and now even the opportunity of more resources that are close to his settlement, as well as the railroad that is now being built, is a huge opportunity, and he wasn't about to let that pass him by. So, he creates the Big Creek Land Company. To kind of put this on perspective, there's Rome, which is on one side of the Big Creek, and then on the other side, Webb decides that he is going to establish the new town and settlement of Hays City, which is now known as Hays. And unfortunately for Buffalo Bill and Rose, it's only about a mile east of their settlement, so it's not far enough for it to be kind of like not competitors but nearby towns. No, they're direct competitors for who's going to get the most lots sold, who's going to be more useful for people kind of endeavors in the area, where are they going to get more resources, what's going to be more profitable. And unfortunately there's a rivalry that does not favor in Rome's support. Unfortunately, the railroad company ends up favoring Hays instead of Rome, and they start to build the railroad closer to Hays City, going directly through there instead of through Rome, which, in lack of other terms, kind of screws them over. And within this, Buffalo Bill and William Rose start to make almost laughable mistakes. They are uninterested in profits and instead are just trying to draw anyone in that they can, because a lot of people just start flocking to Hays City. They see it as the better opportunity. There are going to be more businesses. There are going to be more access to the railroad. There's going to be the equal amount of security from knowing that the fort is nearby, that there would be in Rome, and the creek is right there. Because they were not that far apart, I think the same opportunities that Rome presented its settlers were popping up in Hays City at the same time, and because the railroad favored Hays over Rome, people decided that was their reason to flock to Hays instead of Rome. And so Buffalo Bill and William Rose are just trying to attract anyone in that they can possible and forget that they need to make profits off of the place that they built. They need to be inviting in more resources, but they just start giving free lots away to anyone who wants to be there, basically. And they're not getting any profits, and their town isn't really growing. It's really unfortunate because right before this, according to Kansas genealogy trails, one of the first original settlers of Rome is... This is all really unfortunate because according to Kansas genealogy trails, one of the original settlers of Rome, which was Mr. S. Mott, said that unfortunately, like, the saloon business was thriving. Rome itself was thriving and it was attracting so many people in, and not only that, but Rome had so many resources that were drawing in people as if it was this huge established city. And unfortunately, the rivalry with Hays kind of separated that. It really destroyed what Rome had. And all this to say, this is within the first year of Rome being erected. It's the summer of 1867, and already the railroad has reached Rome. It's now passing through Hays. Hays has been erected. The railroad is more favorable to the residents in Hays, and everything that was kind of being built in Rome is now being built in Hays, but better and bigger, and it's unfortunate. That's not to say that Hays being in existence wiped Rome out overnight. It was kind of a slow bleed until 1868. And so in 1868, there really starts to take a turn for Rome. And it's not just because of Hays City being there, but because there's actually outbreak of cholera in the city, in the settlement of Rome. Everyone starts to kind of abandon Rome, and a lot of people begin to settle in Hays instead because cholera has so much kind of taken down the town. It's killing people, and those who remain want to get out as soon as they can to kind of get away from the outbreak of disease. And unfortunately, even its founders start to become scared that the disease is going to make them sick, they're going to get it, and so even Buffalo Bill and William Rose leave the area. And because of that, that kind of sends a message to the other residents that they should abandon the area as well. Additionally, in 1868, because most of the railroad in the area, whether it be for Rome or Hays, has already been completed, and so those railroad workers have now left Rome for a new site where they're building railroad and no longer need to be in the area, and so many of the businesses start to move to Hays City, or they just completely are abandoned. So, unfortunately, there's not much left in Rome, and most of the businesses, including the hotel that we talked about earlier, have moved. The fort, of course, hasn't moved, but again, they're able to get any of the businesses that they were enjoying in Rome in Hayes. So it becomes kind of just this ghost town very quickly. By 1870, most people had abandoned or trickled out of Rome, and those who remained were getting most of their resources from Hayes. During this time, the Clarkson brothers have decided to put their homestead claim on the land of Rome, and so the town really ceases to exist. Other people are owning it. 1870, any people who had lived had already been bought out again or left. And although Buffalo Bill had left Rome quite quickly, he did stay kind of near the area and was interested in Big Creek and was really interested in the area, which is also important for other nearby Hayes settlements such as Yosemite, because it's kind of said that in 1876, Buffalo Bill convinces I.M. Yost to build a water power grain mill and also to build more and more mills. And Yost does that, and he also builds more mills in around Hayes, and then also founded Yosemite, which was a settlement. Near this area, there's also a historic town site of where Yosemite was, which was called Noose Road. Something that's important to note on the history and how it kind of connects to today for Rome is a controversial name change of a road at this time. So when we were talking about Yosemite and Yost, one of the roads that's near that area is Noose Road. Noose Road is another historic town site that is managed by Roman Corporation or Rome Corporation, and it's a private gated facility. However, you can still go to it, but it was up for a name change in June of 2020. It has been highly speculated that this road that was near Rome was called this because of an infamous bridge in the area that went across Big Creek. This bridge is known to a lot of locals as Hangman's Bridge, and it was kind of adjoined to Rome more than it was of Hayes City at the time. And in 1869, there was a notorious lynching of 3 African American soldiers. Now, it's not said to know exactly who hung these soldiers and exactly why, because according to them, it was because of a murder of, I believe, the sheriff in the area, and they decided that without due process, they were going to lynch these men, and it was by a group of vigilantes in the area. And for 31 years, Noose Road was named Noose Road, and it was said, it was speculated, allegedly, that Noose Road was referring to, again, the nooses that were around these men's neck for lack of wanting to beat around the bush. How is this connected to Rome? Again, it was in the area of Rome before Rome was no longer a settlement. As I said, it really became a place of ruins in 1870. So in 1869, that bridge was connected to Rome itself more than Hayes City. And now, as Rome has really become Hayes City and the surrounding areas involved with Hayes, it all kind of dates back to the same origins of Rome and Buffalo Bill and William Webb and William Rose. So I thought it was incredibly important to kind of touch on this piece of history. Noose Road has been renamed to Rome Avenue or Romy Avenue. There are a lot of people with German heritage in this area of Ellis County that their last name is Romy rather than Rome. This act of renaming the road was quite a controversial issue at the time. For instance, the Hayes Daily News, Gail Palmberg, was against the change, saying that, "To me, a noose is a rope with a knot in it. What you do with it, that's your choice. To me, just changing the name of a road won't change history." Others countered this by saying that the history behind the name is talking about an atrocity where three men without getting due process or being charged with anything, even knowing if they were exactly the people who committed the crime, and something that was very, very possibly racially motivated, if not very likely, was just, it was an act of murder. So a lot of people were against Noose Road continuing to be named that, because no, you would not be erasing history, but allowing the name to be on a road in Hayes and be associated with Hayes would almost be not an act of support, but it's also not an act of standing with the, I don't know, like, I don't want to say it's an act of support, but it's definitely not saying that the name is wrong by allowing it to continue. And a lot of people felt the same way. Paul Bruhl of Ellis County said to the Hayes Daily News that it is incredibly important that the name be changed. The historical context behind it can't be removed. Likewise, John T. Byrd to the Hayes Daily News was an attorney who actually lobbied for the name to be changed, said that it's not a slippery slope. It's not going to result in Schwaller Avenue being changed to something else. It's not a good for society to, in effect, glorify what was an act of murder, whether white or black. That's what lynching is, and I don't think it belongs on our roads in Ellis County. Ultimately, chairman said that they were, such as Butch Schleyer, said that they were in favor of changing the name, whether they thought it was racially motivated or not. And this is a quote from Commission Chairman Butch Schleyer at the time to the Hayes Daily News, saying that, quote, "I have received a ton of emails, and overwhelmingly they were supportive of changing the name of this road. Social media is with us, whether I like it or not, and our culture is just becoming increasingly sensitive to a lot of issues. Given all of that, I'm in favor of changing this name. I don't think it does anyone any good to have the name as it is. It just doesn't." So, while an act of support, some could argue that I think without social media for Ellis County and the Hayes area, the name most likely wouldn't have been changed. Overall, though, Noose Road being changed was a huge success in Hayes history and Ellis County history, and it really just happened 1 year ago in 2020. But the thing about both Rome and Hayes is that both of their histories were really just so tied together that even though it was Rome at the time that was really joining that bridge, and it was Rome that really connected to what that road would have been, it now affects Hayes because Hayes has taken over that area. And again, I want to say that moving from this controversial but important issue to touch on, Rome and Hayes were just so connected throughout the years that if Rome hadn't existed and Buffalo Bill and William Rose wouldn't have created that settlement, or wouldn't have even refused William Webb to begin with, perhaps Hayes would be known as Rome today. Who's to really say? But it's really one of those interesting points of history, which a lot of these episodes have said that, like, if this one thing wouldn't have happened, this one mistake for a ghost town wouldn't have happened, perhaps that town would have been flourishing and would have been one of the most known towns in this county today. So again, it's really interesting how Rome was meant for greatness. It had all the right things. In fact, the only thing wrong with it ended up being that they didn't let Webb in, and Hayes City became the thing that we know today as Hayes. Overall, though, it is so important to look at not only how Rome was started, but how acts in the past that had to do with the town and in the area have contributed to changes today, and how it's also contributed to the kind of greatness and flourishing of Hayes and Hayes City at the time. Rome plays an important piece of history, and I'm glad to say that the original history of Rome and how it was founded and its historic roots are now taking the place of a road's name that was instead talking about a horrible act of murder in the 1860s. So, you know, one of those things where that's my opinion. Not everyone's going to see the lynching and the road name as this huge, like, political statement for existing since 1989 to now, and the area being kind of, even Hangman's Bridge being known by locals as Hangman's Bridge, being kind of this sore spot in the county and the area's history. Not everyone's going to see it the same way I do, but I'm glad that in 2020, people did make the change to it. Today, Rome can be found by a marker in Hays, Kansas, and its town co-founder, Buffalo Bill, can be found on a statue downtown, commemorating both the town and, of course, himself. And that marker kind of points your way to Buffalo Bill's statue's location. Overall, Rome really plays this huge part of settling Ellis County and creating Hays, Kansas. And its history really just proves that over time, not all towns and settlements are going to last, but perhaps failure of one town is good for the success of the other. And that was true for Rome and Hays, Kansas. Rome failed, Hays succeeded. It's so important to look at these towns and see how prominent figures and changes have lasted till today. And it's very clear that Rome's history is still being talked about and is still important for changes that Ellis County and Hays, Kansas have made recently. So although Rome is now a ghost town, I would say that its history is so important today, not only in understanding ghost towns and American history, but also in understanding racial discriminations and how things as little as road names can be contributing to these, again, discriminations. So again, Rome is so important in so many different ways, and whether these ways are positive or not, they are important in making changes. And again, understanding how Hays came to be. This was episode 4 of Ghosted in America, Frontier Days and Disease.